the following film as 12. This film contains strong language.
British Sky Broadcasting, Entertainment Film Distributors, Ealing Studios, and the UK Film Council present a fragile film, St Trinian's, inspired by the original drawings of the Girls of St Trinian's by Ronald Searle. Directed by Oliver Parker and Barnaby Thompson. Starring Rupert Everett as Camilla Fritton and her brother Carnaby, Colin Firth as the Minister for Education, Geoffrey Thwaites, Tallulah Riley as Annabel Fritton, Russell Brand as Flash Harry, Gemma Arterton as the head girl Kelly, Lily Cole as Polly, Tamsin Egerton as Chelsea, Celia Imrie as Matron, Toby Jones as Bursa, Anna Chancellor as Miss Bagstock, and Stephen Fry as himself. Audio described by Therese Birch on behalf of MCS Agency. A car burns on a playing field next to a hockey goal. An old brown Rolls-Royce passes. The driver, a middle-aged man, Carnaby Fritton, and his teenage daughter Annabel notice the fire. The horrified girl looks at her father, who smiles reassuringly. They drive up a leafy lane past a sign, St Trinian School for Young Ladies. Principal, the spelling is corrected, Miss Fritton. Next to the sign, a skull on a post with a carving knife embedded in it. Father and daughter exchange looks. Rolls drives through a pair of large iron gates towards a huge Gothic mansion with an imposing entrance supported by stone columns. It seems deserted. The car pulls up. The boot is slammed shut. Annabel and her father carry cases into the porch.
This is creepy, Daddy. Where is everybody?
I'm sure they're all hard work, darling.
A desk crashes onto the drive from an upstairs window.
Go on.
Papers flutter down to the ground. They enter, passing an amnesty box with a sign, "Deposit all contraband items here," and a picture of a gun and a knife.
This is so unbelievably low rent.
Carnaby approaches the receptionist, Bev.
Good afternoon.
Wearing headphones, her eyes are shut. She taps her finger, unaware of their presence. Father and daughter look at each other. She turns off her iPod.
We're here to see Miss Fritton.
You're not from Inland Revenue, are you?
Miller's younger brother.
Oh, you'll have to forgive me. My brain don't kick in till Wednesday when I've been out caning it all weekend. You know what I mean.
She looks at Annabel.
Miss Fritton, your brother's here to see you.
Annabel, carrying her boater, tennis racket and bag, passes a trophy cabinet. She grimaces at a row of shrunken heads. A card reads, "Last school trip to Cameroon." She looks up to see dozens of girls hanging over the banisters, staring down at her. She turns away, then looks up again. They've gone. She backs away uneasily.
Larry, listen to me very carefully. Why would I buy a picture from someone of your dubious reputation?
That's what you do, isn't it, Carnaby?
I'll get back to you, Larry.
He smooths his grey hair and goes to the foot of the imposing staircase. A woman stands at the top holding a small dog.
Hello, Camilla.
Mr. Darcy, stop that at once. Go to your happy place. Oh. Carnaby Fritton. Well, I haven't heard a word from you in over 15 years.
I sent flowers.
A wreath. For Mummy's funeral. Oh, you must be my lolly-lolly niece, Annabella. All clear.
She checks under a sofa cushion, sits down and gestures Annabel to join her.
So, your father's PA tells me you're joining us from Cheltenham Ladies' College. For the life of me, I can't understand why he sent you there.
Yes, I was not a fool to be taken in by the excellent teaching standards and their consistently high performance in league tables.
My experience, Carnaby, the teachers are insufferable snobs and the girls are all shits. Not to worry, my dear. Here, pupil and teacher live in blissful harmony.
Annabel looks out of a window at a pupil driving a tractor and dragging a child along behind.
Daddy. Daddy, you can't expect me to stay here. It's like Hogwarts for pikeys.
It's a little rough around the edges, darling.
That's part of the fun of the place.
Carnaby hides the final demand he's been reading on Camilla's desk as she returns to the office.
Here is a breakdown of the school fees.
He puts on his glasses. She pours a drink.
Whiskey?
There seems to be some kind of mistake.
The bursar never makes mistakes about money, unless it's for tax purposes.
What about family discount? Family discount!
You discounted the family years ago, Carnaby Fritton. When you ruined Great Aunt Wilson with your harebrained schemes and swindles!
I've done nothing to feel guilty about.
She glances at Annabel.
Your father has a short memory masquerading as a clear conscience. The fees are 4,000.
1,500.
3,000, take it or leave it.
Let's call it 2,000 cash.
2,500.
2 1/4.
2,300.
2,300? Done.
She hands him a drink. He starts to drive off.
Daddy, you can't leave me here.
Don't be silly, darling. It'll be half term before you know it. Bonne chance.
Daddy! Daddy!
She watches him drive away, close to tears. She looks around at the school. At an upstairs window, two scruffy girls with dark hair and black lipstick glare at her. They turn away and leave. Annabel stands at the foot of the stairs, looking up. A bust of a matronly woman wobbles on its plinth. The receptionist's desk shakes. Annabel looks around nervously. A little girl with pigtails skips downstairs, clutching a teddy. Annabel looks relieved and steps forward. Suddenly she's overwhelmed by a scrum of girls, some with hockey sticks fighting to get past each other. The receptionist in headphones ignores the melee. The crowd disperses. A beautiful girl leans on a door watching Annabel.
Your old man's roller looks like it's seen better days.
No, it's a classic. Daddy's an expert on the finer things. He has an art gallery in Mayfair. I'm Annabel. Miss Fritton's niece?
I'll have someone come fetch your bags.
I'm sorry, I didn't get your name.
Kelly Jones. I'm head girl.
Annabel looks her up and down.
Really?
Kelly gives her an icy look and leaves.
Welcome to St. Trinian's.
Nighttime. Annabel is in a dormitory decorated with coloured lights, looking incredulous as a girl pushes a baby in a drawer under the bed.
Ugly Betty.
Do you know where my bed is?
Is that underneath your bed? Is that what you're saying? Because if that's what you're saying, I'll give you a slap.
Back off, Taylor. Go paint your nails.
She who angers you conquers you.
Whatever, weirdo.
The chairs are a bit touchy at the moment.
Oi, you calling me a chair?
Sir, I told him.
Posh Totty. They run a chat line and all claim to have slept with a member of the royal family.
When you've dropped that many US bonds in the market, you're going to have to begin trading below your...
Turn down for credit? Talk to the geeks.
What about this lot? Are they asleep already?
A girl lies with her arms crossed on her chest. Nearby, in a circle, girls wear black veils.
Goths.
We're not goths, we're emos.
What are emos?
Emotionally unstable. First years.
Small girls run around.
Colchester's answer to the Sopranos.
Blonde twins in dark glasses stroke soft toys.
This is you.
She smirks, pointing to a bed. Annabel sits and watches the small girls nearby chalking numbers on a board.
What are they betting on?
How long you'll last.
A pot of green paint empties over her head. A pillow swings into her face, covering her in feathers. The first years jeer. Kelly laughs as Annabel wipes the mess off her face. She walks past out-of-order signs in the showers till she finds one that works. She turns on the water and tries to rinse the feathers from her hair, shaking her head and grimacing. Three smirking first years watch, joined by two emos. A webcam is trained on her.
All right, girls, we're live on YouTube.
In the dormitory, the girls watch her on a laptop as she washes her hair in the shower. Her clothes are picked up off the floor. A little girl removes the towels from hooks on the wall. Another turns a stopcock. Annabelle, soap in her eyes, gropes for a towel, then for her clothes.
Now we'll see what she's made of.
Hunched and shivering, Annabelle looks around, then dashes out of the showers into a corridor, naked, watched by the girls by another camera. As she dashes down another corridor, she uses her hands to preserve her modesty. A group of Asian girls laugh, watching her on a laptop. The posh totty group cackle. Annabelle skids into a glass door, her face distorted, pressed against it. She slithers down. Matron and the games teacher, clutching martinis, step over her.
New girl.
Annabelle is on the phone, creeping down the stairs with her things.
Daddy.
Hello.
Sorry, Daddy, did I wake you?
What is it, darling?
I want you to come and pick me up from this hellhole right now. I've been broadcast on the internet.
It's like a schoolgirl prank, that's all.
Naked, Daddy. I want you to come and get me right now. Who's that?
Nobody, darling. I'm tucked up in bed watching Desperate Housewives.
Daddy, are you coming or not?
I'm losing you, darling. Hello? Hello?
He's in a club surrounded by girls. She throws down her phone and with a hockey stick smashes it away. It hits the bust, which shatters. She gasps, horrified.
Annabelle Fritton!
It's the games teacher on the stairs.
I can't believe what you just did.
I'm sorry, miss. I don't know what came over me.
I've been looking for someone with a shot like that all term. I'm drafting into the hockey team as of today.
She leaves. Annabelle frowns, looking confused. Nighttime. A black 4x4 flashes its headlights as it drives through the school gates.
He's here.
The 4x4 passes through side gates towards the garage. The girls in red overalls open the doors. The car stops. A pair of legs in skinny jeans and Cuban heels get out. They belong to the driver, who's wearing a trilby, leopard print waistcoat and long jacket.
Bonsoir, nitwits. Evening. Make it silver.
Are making illegal alcohol with a series of tubes, filters and glass flasks. They're bottling the booze, labelled Trinsky Vodka. The man in the trilby, Flash Harry, examines the bottle, taking it out of a crate.
Well, I love the new packaging, girls, but what about the problems we had with the last batch?
Problems, Flash?
Yeah, the slightly bitter aftertaste. People going blind after the second glass. That lady, what, died?
She was old. She could have gone at any time.
She was 38.
Yeah? Anushka, come here, girl.
A beautiful girl in a miniskirt with long blonde hair joins the twins. Harry looks her up and down, then pours her a drink in a shot glass. She takes it.
Nazdrovye.
Abramovich.
She knocks it back.
Stupid. You all right?
No problem, Flash.
Yeah, we've got ourselves a deal then.
He touches knuckles with the twins as Anushka passes out.
That's permanent. See you in court. Just be aware of that.
He points to his eyes to indicate he'll be watching.
Ta-da!
Nice. Wow. What have we here? Well, it looks lovely. Anyway. Like Christmas. Oh, what's this then? Like, sort of like sweets. Is it a cigar?
Hey, look at me.
A tampon, Flash.
What? Oh!
Designer tampon.
Why? Why do you do that?
A woman doesn't only want to look beautiful on the outside.
I can't sell a product I don't believe in. Come on.
Two emos slam down a bag of pills.
You wanted a word, Flash?
Oh, yeah. Oh, all right, girls. yeah, well, carry on. You know, keep at it. Yes. Yeah, I was wondering if you could have a word with the maths department, actually.
What's the problem?
Well, they're very keen, you know, to place a bet on that, but they're not so forthcoming when it comes to squaring it with a bookie, if you get my drift.
Teachers. Keeping them in line is a full-time occupation.
Kelly smiles and leaves.
Kel, the new Chinese opened in the High Street. Apparently it's handsome. I just wondered if you weren't too busy, you know, maybe one night this week. I mean, you can shoot me down in flames if you don't think it's a good idea, but I just thought we could just pop along there, the two of us.
I don't think so, Flash.
No, stupid idea.
I don't mix business with pleasure.
And I've got a lot on. Very busy. Busy with all my gear here, so...
The 4x4 leaves the garage, now metallic silver.
Nice work on the paint job.
Like that.
Are we the same girl?
The girls shake hands and congratulate each other. Daytime. A young woman in glasses and a tweedy skirt walks towards the school carrying her bags, a large puddle in her path.
Incoming. 10 degrees south. Possible hostile.
Intruder located.
First year's into position.
The girls train hidden cameras on the smiling visitor.
Hi, miss.
She waves, an emo at a window mimes slitting her throat.
But we still need to pay the staff. Otherwise, I'm afraid they're going to go out on strike.
Stop! Now, Bassa.
Miss Fritton, if we don't take a firm grasp of this situation, then I'm afraid some Trinians will have
Stop.
To...
Now!
Some dust has just pitched up.
The visitor's covered in mud.
Oh, she claims she's our new English teacher. She don't look like an English teacher. She looks like she ain't got a pot to piss in. Sorry, Miss Fritton. She doesn't look like she's got a pot in which to piss.
That's better.
Oh, Miss Fritton, my references and qualifications.
Oh, my dear, how lovely. That you made it down the drive is qualification enough. I dare say you'll do very well.
The agency tells me you've lost 4 English teachers in the last 6 months.
Yes, yeah, very careless of us. I expect they'll turn up. Moorcroft, tuck that shirt in.
She drops the dangling child.
Que nunca las había visto. Estas no son mis maletas.
Subtitles. Honestly, officer, I've never seen them. These aren't my suitcases.
Estas no son mis maletas.
Muy bien, chicas.
Moving ducks at a shooting range.
How do you feel, girls?
Much better, miss.
Anger management. Carry on, Cleaver.
No. You will get paid. I promise.
His head is shoved in a fish tank.
Everyone.
I'd like to introduce you to our new English teacher, Miss Dickinson.
Hello.
The games teacher holds the bursar's head under.
Welcome. You must try my latest concoction. It's a real beauty. I call it the Gerald.
The Gerald?
After my first husband. Cheap, bitter, and completely alcoholic.
Ross, have you been drinking again?
No. Little breathless.
Come on, I'm dying to know. What do you think? Oh, I'm teetotal, I'm afraid.
The teachers, all smoking and drinking, turn and stare at her.
But I do like having fun, as much as the next person. In fact, I'd love it if we could all get involved in school challenge. TV quiz show. Enormously popular at my last school and tremendous fun for both pupils and teachers.
Matron and Miss Fritton sip their drinks. London, a handsome man in a smart suit in the Department of Education.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Mr.
Please sit. Now, as you know all too well, I believe that our nation's schools have been blighted by the false kindness of namby-pamby, touchy-feely policies for far too long. Badly behaved children don't need an arm around the shoulder. They need a good kick up the arse.
We maybe say shot in the arm, sir, for the tabloids.
Say whatever you need to say, Peter. The important thing is not what we say, it is what we do. Which is why I intend to start with the worst schools in the country.
But that would mean St. Trinian, sir.
A man shakes, pouring a glass of water.
What's the matter with him?
5 years ago, he went to that place undercover. He suffered severe and recurrent trauma ever since.
Really? For a bunch of naughty schoolgirls?
You wouldn't know, man. You weren't there.
When I overhauled the prison service, I began by tackling the most fractious, lawless, and feared institutions around. Once I dealt with those, the others simply fell into place. We'll take the same approach with St. Trinian's.
Be afraid, sir. Be very afraid.
The twins, faces blackened, lie in wait by the drive.
Right, girl. On my command, unleash hell.
A bus approaches, passing a skull on a pole with a badge, CLC. The girls on board the Cheltenham Ladies College bus look worried. A teacher smiles reassuringly as the marauding St. Trinian's girls spatter the coach with purple paint missiles. A newspaper headline, shot in the arm, new Minister for Education announced today. The minister is reading the paper as the paint-splattered bus pulls up near him on the drive of St. Trinian's. He folds up the paper as a girl gets out.
Daddy!
Hello, darling.
Daddy, look! The bloody animals! Animals!
Yes, sir, try
I'm going to kill them!
Calm yourself, darling. Just try to remember what your behavioural therapist said. Run along. There's a good one.
We've entered Bedlam. The very gates of hell, Mr. Thwaites. I simply don't understand why your department didn't close this place down years ago.
Because, Miss Bagstock, they can change, and they will.
Not this lot. You'd understand if you met their headmistress. Between you and I, she's worse than the children. A Miss Fritton.
Camilla.
In headscarf and vivid pink tracksuit, Camilla beams and jogs towards them. Thwaites turns his back.
Yes, that's right. Completely barking mad. Have you heard of her?
Ah, Miss Bagstock. Your girlish laughter hit me like the lash of a hunting crop.
Miss Fritton, I don't expect you've met our new Minister of Education.
He turns round. Camilla removes her dark glasses, looking astonished.
Jeff.
Miss Fritton.
Miss Bagstock looks shocked.
So you have met?
University. We were the toast of the Dramatic Society. Look, Geoffrey. Another time.
Another country.
So, to what do I owe the pleasure?
Well, I've heard that your school is a hotbed of anarchy and ill discipline. Your academic results are a disaster. So I'm here to help.
Come along, girls.
Oh, how lovely. I've got some shelves I'll be putting up, and the kitchens could do with a good scrap.
Unsanitary catering facilities. I'll be sure to add that to the list. You know, Camilla, I think you'll find you and I both want the same things.
Hmm.
We just happen to be sitting on different sides of the table.
Table? Mortuary slab, I'd say, Geoffrey. You just want to straitjacket us with your limited curriculum, which has become, let's face it, nothing more than state-circulated Chinese whispers, and you call it education.
You've changed, Geoffrey.
You haven't.
He starts shaking and looks down to see Camilla's dog attached to his leg.
I think Mrs. Darcy likes you.
She looks down at his trousers.
Let it dry and then a good stiff brush.
Annabelle watches the CLC team run onto the pitch.
Oh, my God. It's Verity Thwaites. She's a total psycho.
Come on, Cheltenham ladies. Show them what you're made of.
The important thing is not to provoke her.
Mary, let the dogs out! Hey, 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 hey!
So, what do you think of my girls?
Horse!
Beg your pardon?
Gemma Horse, pull your socks up this instant. You're a Cheltenham lady.
I'm sure your girls will try their very best, but it's not the winning that matters. It's the taking part that counts.
Snooty cow.
Sorry?
Emily Snooty Cow, do remember to stretch.
The St. Trinian's girls look around, confused.
Sorry, God. Sorry, God.
Girls? Look who it is. It's Annabelle the Cannibal.
What's that all about?
I used to eat people.
Oh. Annabelle looks embarrassed.
I used to have braces and bits of food got stuck in them.
Nice.
Geoffrey Thwaites wanders past a pond with a headless yellow duck floating on it. He climbs a flight of steps with an ornate wrought-iron balustrade. He stares through a window at an open door with a sign, Religious Education. Written on the blackboard, Practical Stories, The Easter Story. Next to it, a girl is crucified. Geoffrey creeps past a glass door into the art room. There's a painting of Kelly sharpening a blade in front of severed heads on shelves. There's a plaster skull covered in fruit and a nude painting of Camilla looking in a mirror with a tattoo on her bottom. Jeffrey's eye is caught by light reflecting on water. He looks to his left to find a pupil floating in a tank of fluid. He peers at it.
OK, girls, let's play clean. No biting, scratching, kicking. No gouging. No headbutting, no punching. No slapping, spitting. No gouging. And no non-regulation equipment. Janie, talking to you.
An emo is sharpening her hockey stick with a knife.
OK, into position.
The bursar, whose umpire looks over at the French mistress on a sun lounger. She waves. Distracted, he's hit by a hockey stick.
Yeah. On you go, matron.
Right you are.
You do know the rules, don't you?
Nope.
Oh.
The matron blows the whistle. The game commences. Verity scores a goal. Receptionist Bev is asleep, dribbling as Jeffrey goes up the stairs behind her. Clear fluid flows through tubes into beakers marked vodka 60% and 100%. He sniffs the 100% one and dips his finger in it and licks it. He starts to walk away, then stops, sways and staggers sideways. He pushes his way through some large exotic plants and peers at a dissected frog in a jar and a chameleon. His vision is blurred. He blinks and tries to focus on a tank with a sign, backbiting wood ants. He reels as a lizard rears out of the foliage. He looks over his shoulder at a parrot and a skull. The ant tank falls on the floor. He steps on the angry insects which cover his shoe and trousers. He pauses in the doorway of the room, holding his head and stomach. He starts to leave, then hides round a corner as a group of small girls passes.
Bubba! Yes! Bubba! Who's that?
He walks down the shabby corridor and ducks into a dressing room with white fluffy seats and rugs. Hides while the semi-naked posh totty girls apply makeup.
Posh totty? Hello, big boy. Shoo, 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 shoo.
She pushes a small girl away.
Oh, I'm wearing my school uniform, silly. Although I'm about to get changed into my gym kit.
Jeffrey looks shocked.
I did really well in my last oral. Although I did find it a bit of a mouthful at first. But Miss says if I practice as often as I can, I could become head girl.
Ants are crawling up his leg.
Run, Lisa, watch your back! Kill fear with mania! Say trillions! I am the trillion!
Verity smashes the ball into the net and throws up her arms. Taylor nails the ball onto her hockey stick and pretends to dribble down the pitch with it. Miss Bagstock looks furious as Taylor runs into the goal, then walks off with her stick over her shoulder, the ball still attached. Annabelle watches open-mouthed. Matron waves her arms. Verity scores again and kisses her stick. Miss Bagstock applauds. Verity runs past the St. Trinian supporters, smirking, then headbutts another player.
Smelling salts.
No, but I've got poppers.
Go, 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 go!
Miss Dickinson runs over to the unconscious girl. St. Trinian scores. A CLC girl shoves Annabelle. Camilla glares at Miss Bagstock.
Okay.
Matron looks confused. A CLC girl is tripped up by a telescopic hockey stick. The ball is swapped. It smashes when hit. Camilla laughs and turns to Miss Bagstock, whose mouth hangs open. The St. Trinian's girl is hooked round the neck with a stick. Kelly is pushed to the ground. CLC score. The two teams start fighting. Matron tries to break it up. Geoffrey, hiding, winces as the ants bite.
Most of the girls hate it, but I really like Greek.
He drops his trousers.
Charles? Are you there?
He shakes off the ants, relieved. His phone starts to ring. The posh totty girls look suspicious. They push aside their dresses on a clothes rail to find him hiding with his trousers down.
You wouldn't know the way to the hockey pitch, would you?
He flies out of a high window. He lands in the pond with a huge splash. The scoreboard, 3-3. The teachers look tense. The CLC girls glare at the St. Trinian's team. Verity scowls at Annabelle. Annabelle is knocked over. Kelly whacks a ball into Verity's face. It goes into the net. St. Trinian's girls celebrate holding up their sticks. Camilla bounces up and down. Kelly runs past the supporters. Camilla looks over lasciviously at Geoffrey, walking towards her in wet clothes, carrying his jacket.
Geoffrey, where on earth have you been?
You're running quite an exotic establishment here, Miss Fritton.
What a lovely thing to say.
Oh, my God, Verity, what have they done to you?
I quite agree. The best team did win. I suppose the lesson is don't mess with St. Trinians. We do play a little rough.
Well, we can all play rough, Camilla.
Maybe we'll be seeing a little more of one another.
I'll make sure of it.
He leaves in an ambulance with Verity. The girls go wild, dancing at a school disco. The sign on the grass outside the school has been defaced and reads, "Keep off your head." A Mercedes is parked outside the school. In the entrance hall, a girl sleeps in a supermarket trolley. There are bottles everywhere. A girl is slumped by the fireplace with a CLC badge. The bursar enters, passing a motorbike. A half-naked boy crawls out from under Bev's desk. Next to a sleeping girl, a man sits on a sofa clutching a briefcase, his nose in the air, looking disgusted. Camilla spots him and hides.
Beverly.
She trips. The man turns and looks at her.
Beverly, would you like to offer this gentleman something to drink?
Sorry, I'll rule him here. I'm afraid after last night we've only got Smyrna.
Tea, Beverly.
Oh, tea. Yeah, sorry. Tea.
We're not here to drink tea, Miss Fritton. You owe the bank over £500,000.
Aren't you lucky? Christmas bonuses all round, I expect.
Because of your decision to ignore our 6 previous final demands, I am forced to serve you with this foreclosure notice.
Final demand? How can there be more than one final demand? I mean, which is the final demand? I can't believe you haven't told me about this, Bertha.
Well, I did try to tell you.
Not now, Bertha! Beverly, where's that tea? You can't just pull the plug on us like some underperforming hairdressing salon. This is an institution of learning, sir, and I have a duty of care. I don't answer to you. I answer to my girls. Girls who find shelter in no other schools.
Bunch of delinquents and playground terrorists, more like.
She hits him with her bag.
One man's terrorist is another woman's freedom fighter, Mr. Bank Manager.
You have 4 weeks to repay the outstanding balance, or this school is declared officially bankrupt.
He slams down an envelope and leaves. Camilla looks worried.
Tea! Uh-oh, we're in trouble.
The girls have been watching on CCTV.
Houston, we have a problem.
Camilla is at her desk. She picks up a revolver and points it at her mouth. She pulls the trigger. A flame comes out of the barrel. She lights a joint with it, looking thoughtful. Kelly enters a common room where the girls are holding an arm wrestling competition.
St. Trinian's is closing down. We're facing the biggest crisis of our lives. We are behaving like bloody children. If this place closes down, we have to go to other schools. And by that, I mean normal schools.
Suddenly, the girls look anxious. In the staff room, Camilla is slumped gloomily on the sofa. Matron gives her a drink.
Thank you, lady. Dark cloud hangs over the school, Beverly.
I know all about that one, Miss Britton. Sits on top of me every Monday when I'm on a come down. Do you know what you got to do? You got to get your serotonin levels back in whack.
She holds up pills.
Red ones bring you up and blue ones bring you down.
I believe in a healthy balance. Have one of each. Thank you. Delicious.
Annabelle waves from a high window as her father's Rolls-Royce pulls up. She runs downstairs smiling and throws herself in his arms in the lobby.
Oh, I'll get my stuff and we'll go.
What?
Well, that's why you're here, isn't it?
No, we'll talk later, darling. Miller.
He enters Camilla's office. Leaning in a doorway, chewing gum, Taylor watches Annabelle.
Oi!
She's jostled on the stairs.
You might want to see this.
A boutique hotel? But this is my school, Carnaby.
The bank school, Camilla. And when they shut you down, you'll have lost everything. And more importantly, so will I.
The dog enters, wearing a camera around its neck.
The good news is I have a pal in property. Oh, Miller, do listen. And I think I've come up with a solution that could benefit us both.
If we move fast, sell the place now, we can repay the debt and split the profits.
Looks like your old man's selling us down the river.
No, Daddy wouldn't do anything like that.
What about the girls? What would happen to my poor dear girls?
You can stop the Miss Jean Brodie act now, Miller. It's me you're talking.
What about Annabelle?
I don't know what to make of that girl. She's been a trip, if you ask me. I sometimes wonder if she's actually mine.
Still a daddy's girl, eh?
You're wrong about her, Carnaby. In there, there's a Fritton. She's got the true family stripe, which is more than I can say about you. You snake in the grass.
Well, let's face it, little sister. This dump is history.
It's no use relying on the grown-ups. We need to sort this out ourselves.
Kelly leaves. Taylor nods. Annabelle looks heartbroken. Flash is in a classroom.
Now, the subject of today's lesson is crime. Yeah? All right, you're liking me now. So, for every need, there is a misdeed. Now, what our need is, in this particular instance, girls, is to get our hands on Arthur Barr. That's £500,000 for you little ladies. Any ideas? Who's got an idea? Yeah? Anyone? Yes? Go on, you. All right, shut up, you!
What about extortion?
Excellent! Well done! Yes! Brilliant! Extortion! Now, I know a lot of people think that the old give me your money or else is a bit old hat, but it's a classic, it's perennial, possible. Good work. Now, who else has got any ideas?
Confidence trickery.
Excellent.
Credit card fraud. Kidnapping, Flash.
Kidnapping. That is more like it. Kidnapping.
So, we take a rich man's wife.
Excellent.
Cut off her ear and then send it to him, special delivery.
Flash looks worried.
And then we just keep chopping bits of her off. Until he pays the ransom.
Now, you shouldn't be laughing at that. That is too medieval. You should probably see a counsellor. Don't leave her on her own.
Camilla is painting a vase of flowers by candlelight.
Come in, girlie. Don't loiter from the doorway.
Annabelle enters and stands by Camilla.
Are you painted, Auntie? Miss?
Just having a little bit of me time.
Once upon a time, I used to think of it as a career.
That's jolly good. Did you sell many paintings?
Not under my own name. I took it up when I was recovering from a broken heart. We Fritton women are made of sturdy stuff, but we do need an emotional outlet, don't we, dear?
Hit me. Come on, girlie. Come on. Hit me. Come on, girlie, girlie.
I can't.
Of course you can. Let out your frustration. Inhale your anger and let it all out with a good right hook on. Just... I see. Turn your mind to something or someone who really makes your blood boil. Hmm? Snake in the grass. Betrays his family ties as easily as he betrays his word. An unconscionable shit. A complete...
Annabelle in boxing gloves swings at Camilla, who collapses on her back in the gym. Annabelle looks down at her anxiously, lying on the mat. She starts to come round and looks up.
Huh. Welcome to the fold, girlie.
Annabelle purses her lips nervously.
Help your old auntie up. Let's have a whiskey.
Now, come on, ladies. We need to think big. Open your minds real wide now. You've got to search for the criminal inside yourself. Yes!
He points to the twins.
Theft?
Theft! Finally, now you're talking. Excellent theft. Good work.
Bank of England?
Bank of England too big.
Woolworths.
Too small, just sweets, ain't it, really? Come on, think about it. Girls, I'm telling you, if you don't start using your noggins, we ain't gonna get this dough together.
I see, Kelly.
What about that?
She points to a print of the girl with a pearl earring.
Oh my God. You want to steal Scarlett Johansson?
You are so blonde, Chelsea. That is one of the most valuable paintings in the world. And it is here now. We steal it, and then we fence it. You'd be able to flog it for a splash, wouldn't you?
He blinks rapidly, looking uneasy. She smiles flirtatiously.
This is pretty a bit out of my league, actually, Kel.
She takes the chalk off him.
Number 7. The heist.
The girls keenly watch Kelly.
Girls, it's time we organised a school trip.
The coach leaves the school. When it stops, Miss Dickinson gets off first.
Girls, please, remember we have the school's reputation to uphold.
The girls shove her aside and charge in a mad scrum across Trafalgar Square towards the National Gallery, waving their boaters and hockey sticks. The girls knock a policeman backwards into a fountain. Another policeman who stands in their way is mown down as they rush up the steps to the gallery entrance. They hurtle through the marble halls and into one of the galleries led by Polly. She directs groups of girls into different areas. They walk around demurely. Kelly struts in front of a group. Taylor, holding a teddy, stops. She uses the camera hidden inside it to film the CCTV cameras and security guards. Kelly stops in front of a painting.
Oi! Bingo.
They stare at the small painting of the girl with a pearl earring on the wall.
Wow, you can so see why Colin Firth wanted to shag her.
Yeah, but you could totally spruce it up with a dash of colour and some accessories. I'm thinking, lose the earrings, go for some big gold hoops.
Posh totty girl Chelsea leaves a dishevelled security man.
Cha-cha. So, OK, they've got 28 CCTV cameras on separate circuits, 4 shifts of 12 armed guards who patrol all the galleries 24 hours a day, pressure alarms, invisible random lasers, and hydraulically operated reinforced steel shutters.
Golly.
So?
We're talking Mission Impossible.
That's a no.
If Tom Cruise can do it, so can we.
Yeah, yeah. But the real problem is, how do we get into the building in the first place? We need some kind of cover. Any bright ideas?
Kelly shrugs, disheartened, as they all look blank and rejoin Polly.
So, are we good?
It's such a pity that none of you want to give School Challenge a shot. It would be so much fun. I only mention it because the final takes place right here.
What did you say?
Only that the final will be televised here. In the Grand Hall.
Kelly and Polly exchange looks and grin.
The location, Trafalgar Square. The target, National Gallery. This is where our trailer base is. And the distance?
114 metres. Okay, let's get animated.
Polly taps her laptop, producing a cartoon of Nelson.
So, here we are, one of the world's busiest squares. And Big Brother will definitely be watching us, with a surveillance camera on every wall and security guards at every turn. So, we use the trailer as cover and take the sewers.
Ew! Nasty!
Who's that?
Hannah Taylor.
What?
I don't know what you're looking so pleased about, Andrea. You're coming as well.
Shut up! Me and the cops, Bride?
I don't think so.
Drop the attitude, Taylor. Polly.
Now, when you get in the sewers, you have to get through these iron gates.
The cartoon shows the twins carrying dynamite towards the gates in the sewer. They toss sewage and dangle a rat by its tail before blowing up the gates and giving a thumbs up.
We've got double chemistry tomorrow.
Good work, girls.
Once inside, you'll make your way through to the balcony, which overlooks the Grand Hall. Then you take the zip wire over the audience while the show is being recorded.
The cartoon shows Taylor covering her eyes as the emo crosses on the zip wire.
It's like 10 metres high.
11.3, actually.
So after we've got through the rank sewers, iron gate, security guards, and then we've done like a live wire act over the audience, I suppose you want us to swim the channel and then climb a mountain as well.
No, you just have to get through these.
Polly shows a cartoon image of laser beams crisscrossing in front of the painting.
Invisible random lasers with pressure alarms that trigger hydraulically operated reinforced steel shutters.
All sounds frightfully exciting, doesn't it? As for the explosives, girls, I'd go for RDX rather than Trinitrotin. There's nothing worse than Rogue C4.
Yes, miss.
But all this will be a complete waste of time unless we get to the final.
Oh, God, yeah.
So, girls, how do you plan to get us there?
The posh totty girls smirk.
That's not a problem.
Get yourself on camera and the world can be your oyster. One day you're on School Challenge, next it's Love Island, and before you know it, you've married a footballer and bought the Bahamas. Yes. But easy now, girls, because if you don't take that moment, blink. And it's back to obscurity.
Oi, girls. Jog on.
So who?
JJ French. Our last head girl, now turned PR guru.
People want soap opera. They want to know how to get your look, what diet you're on. They want to know all about your broken hearts and your fashion disasters. But keep them talking. That's the game.
That's genius. Then why isn't everybody famous?
Because they don't have me. You need to play an angle. Look at Liz Hurley. She wore that dress, and what happened? An acting career, her own clothing line, and a 15-page wedding in Hello Magazine. Now that's genius. Okay, so here's a little tip I learned from Paris.
Hilton.
France.
She puts on a pair of glasses.
Put on a pair of YSLs, and the whole world will think you're a total brainiac.
The TV recording. Stephen Fry, wearing a gown and mortarboard, writes on a blackboard, the two teams either side of him.
You are welcome to join us on our quizzical quest to find the brightest of sparks, the smartest of addicts, the very perfect of pupils in this year's battle to find the champions of School Challenge.
The St. Trinian's girls in the audience cheer wildly.
On my right in the red corner, we have Ampleforth College. And on my left in the blue corner, it's Peaches, Chelsea and Chloe from St. Trinian's.
They all put on glasses.
What term is applied to a restraint on the expansion of an economy as a result of governmental taxation policy, whereby a rise in inflation causes a larger proportion of wage earners' income to be paid in tax? Chelsea's and Trinian's.
Fiscal drag.
Fiscal drag is the right answer. Well done, 5 points. Which Roman poet would... Peaches and Trinian's.
Ovid.
Ovid is the answer I have on the card. Who wrote...
Charles Dickens.
It's the right answer. Well, I'm sorry, I'm forcing up against the team at the very top of that form.
Flashback to the twins picking a desk drawer lock and taking out the school challenge questions for St. Trinian's and Ampleforth.
Which Tchaikovsky overture...
1812.
Is the correct answer. There goes the school belt with the score standing at 85-120, which means, I'm sorry to say, Ampleforth College, we have to bid farewell to you for the series.
So, how are we going to beat B-Dales?
Kelly is with some girls in the common room.
Magic. The kind you get in mushrooms.
The B-Dales pupils, looking like hippies, are in their dressing room.
Hi. Anyone for chamomile tea?
They take mugs of tea from a smirking St. Trinian's girl.
In which Shakespeare play would you find the following stage directions? Exit, pursued by a bear. Yes, Chaz, B-Dales.
Was it Winnie the Pooh?
A B-Dales boy's head lies on the buzzer.
Casper. Are you buzzing, Casper?
Oh, yeah.
Look, really, you've had your chance. You've already buzzed. What are you doing? What are you doing? Chaz? I'm being touched. Derek, I'm being touched. Derek, someone's touching me.
The St. Trinian's team put on their glasses and answer all the questions.
Sure, just sign the deal and I'll make sure she says the brand live on air.
Apple is the right answer. Know-it-all nymphets from St. Trinian's. Oh, come on, Eaton. Look, I'm going to have to hurry you.
No, it's gone.
And so has the bell. And on that note, I'm afraid we leave Eaton and congratulate our glorious and glamorous victresses who will go on next week to the grand final to meet Cheltenham Ladies' College. It is, of course, St. Trinian's.
The St. Trinian's team blow kisses to the Eton boys whose faces are covered in lipstick. The Department of Education in London.
We're going to close down St. Trinian's.
No, Alistair, they're more used to us alive.
Alistair snaps a pen.
You see, as things stand, they're the perfect symbol of misguided youth. They're a beacon of ill discipline in need of correction. I'm going to make an example of them. I'm going to break their spirit. They will conform. It's time the world saw what we've been dealing with. Show them the problem, then fix it. The press pack is panting, Peter. It's time we let them loose.
Geoffrey smiles smugly. The twins put explosives and a wire onto the lock of an old shed at the school and unroll the fuse. They press the detonator and watch the lock explode. Two girls with fire extinguishers run out from behind the shed. Girls on motorbikes ride past while others practice on a zip wire between the trees. Flash watches from the roof with Annabelle.
Hang on. You want me, a man of my calibre, just to bowl into some gallery in London, waltz up to your old man and offer to flog him a Vermeer for half a bar?
Well, it won't be you. You'll be this guy, Gerhard von Strubel, the most renowned yet elusive art dealer in the world.
You want me to pretend to be some art bloke?
Listen, they've never met, but my father would do pretty much anything to do business with him.
No, I'm sorry, I don't fancy it. No.
What's wrong? Not up to it, Flash. Told you, Annabelle.
What, hold on, hold on. I didn't say I wouldn't do it, did I? I'll come and get a look at it. I'll give anything a try once, won't I? Right, so, what's he like then, this von Strubel mug?
He's a count.
Sounds like one. No, he's posh. He's posh. I can do posh. Oh, la-di-da. Shall we go hunting?
But can you do German?
Yeah, of course I can. Oh, Monfreux, Monfair,
Strindberg, Wiedekind, Jürgen Klinsmann. It'll be all right on the night. Just give me a little bit of time.
What's he look like?
Well, all I've heard is that he's successful, erudite and handsome.
Flash preens.
Oh, I almost forgot. He's also very, very gay.
Flash chokes.
Scramble! Black Eagle, 1 o'clock!
Jeffrey's black car and a people carrier drive through the gate past a defaced sign, keep off the grass, replaced with the word skunk.
Are you ready to make the front pages, Minister?
In my experience, Peter, the only thing the public wants to read about in the morning are mayhem, misery and disaster. So we'll be fine.
Thank you for coming, gentlemen. Ladies. What you're about to witness is the disgraceful result of 15 years of political indifference. Schools like this one are weeds. Long neglected, they've been allowed to grow wild and unruly.
And you're the weed killer, are you, Minister?
I like it, Denise.
Comrades! Comrades!
The girls are smoking, drinking and playing poker.
People have often criticised my methods. They say I'm too aggressive, hard line, whatever. But what I'm about to show you is the appalling alternative.
Looks rather pleasant, if you ask me.
The press duck as the shed explodes into a fireball.
You're only supposed to blow the bloody doors off.
Jeffrey strides towards the entrance. The art class is painting a male nude. Jeffrey and the press pass Bev at her desk in the lobby.
Morning.
She jumps up anxiously.
Are you lot from Inland Revenue?
No.
Oh, you.
He leads the way to the art room and stops outside.
Ready?
He enters, shocked to find the girls painting fruit arranged to look like male private parts. The model dressed is teaching. Jeffrey snatches a cover from the glass tank. It contains fish. He throws down the cover angrily and storms out, followed by the press pack. The girl who had been in the tank hides behind the door, soaking wet and laughing. Jeffrey enters another classroom.
And when the 6 hour was come, there was a darkness over.
The teacher's a nun.
How can I help you?
Jeffrey looks impatient. A posh toddy girl winks at him. He almost winks back.
And some of them, they stood by. When they heard, it said...
They leave the classroom. Jeffrey, his press secretary, and the reporters descend the stairs to the lobby. Kelly is watching through a spy hole in a classroom door.
Christ, he's coming this way!
The girls panic.
We're never going to make it.
They hurriedly hide their plans for the robbery. Annabelle swallows hard and opens the door.
Who are you?
I know your daughter.
Your friend's at Verity.
I was at Cheltenham with her. She was the school bully, and I was one of her favourite victims.
Really? So, Minister, your daughter was the school bully. And what's it like being at St. Trinian's?
Oh, it's like one big, happy, if slightly dysfunctional, family.
A parcel profanes the English throne. The generous Britons are cheated by a juggler.
Jeff, what a surprise.
Camilla is dressed as Elizabeth I.
What's going on, Miss Fritton?
The girls are hard at work, and their headmistress is rehearsing the role of a lifetime. Don't you think I make a remarkable queen?
You're up to something, and I will get to the bottom of it. Make no mistake, I will expose you.
Oh, well, you'll have to at least buy me dinner fast. Oh, Jeffrey.
Camilla's dog's attached to his leg.
No, not again.
He shakes his leg, sending the dog flying out of an open window. It lands in the blades of the groundsman's lawnmower.
Not quite the headline we had in mind, Minister.
Back at the Department of Education, Jeffrey studies the front page of The Sun, Minister Kills Dog. He looks around at the giggling civil servants who quickly leave. Annabelle is asleep in the dormitory. Kelly and a group of girls gather round her bed. She opens her eyes as a shadow covers her face and looks from side to side, terrified. A hand covers her mouth. A bright light is trained on her as she sits up, and Emo snarls. Polly holds up a magnifying glass.
You've had this coming since the day you arrived, Fritton.
What are you going to do to me?
The girls threateningly hold up curling tongs and an eyelash curler.
Give you a makeover, silly.
Annabelle, strapped to a chair, is pushed down the dormitory, which is decorated with coloured lights. The girls all climb out of their beds. Annabelle looks nervous as the first years put her hair in bunches and smear her face with dirt. The twins smile as a frayed straw boater is shoved on her head. A series of photos of her grimacing and crossing her eyes is pinned on a board. She's just around, looking down to the river. Taylor and her mates clean her up, pin up her hair and make her up. Another set of photos is pinned on the board. The posh totty girls comb out her hair. In the next set of photos, she looks fresh-faced and stunning. She shakes her shiny brown hair. The chair is pushed back along the dormitory. Polly and the geeks put up her hair, take off her makeup and give her gold-rimmed glasses to wear for another set of photos. The emos take down her hair and paint her face like a goth with black eyeliner and lipstick. She poses for more photos. Next, she has curly hair and red lipstick.
So, how do you feel?
Like some trinny.
She smiles, wearing a very short tunic, and with all the girls jumping up and down, dancing. Annabelle and Kelly smile at each other. Nighttime. A ponytailed man, Flash, enters the party at the Fritton Gallery, where a waitress offers him a glass of champagne. He takes one and minces towards Carnaby, who's with some guests.
Ah, Lavinia, are you tempted by a caped crusader?
Duh! Why is it that the first face I see is not only the handsomest face in this room, but also the very face I came here to talk to? It must be fate.
You are?
German.
Whereabouts in Germany?
Bayern Munich.
It's a football team.
Yes, and I'm their number one fan. Oh, but please, don't go. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to offend you. It's just I get very lonely being German. And big in the art world.
No, I imagine.
And gay. Oopsie-daisy! Gerhard, Gerhard, Gerhard!
Oh, my God.
Flash is on his knees.
What?
Count Gerhard von...
Shh, please. I'm trying to keep a low profile. One of the great masterpieces has just become available on the black market.
Carnaby and Flash both look around to check no one's listening.
Which masterpiece are you talking about?
Well, it's actually rather a big deal. A little out of your league, perhaps.
Or perhaps it's something you'd prefer to discuss over dinner.
Flash looks alarmed.
What?
Oh, you said how lonely you are. We could spend some time together. Nice candlelit dinner. Stroll along the beach. Just the two of us. Barefoot in the surf. Then...
Carnaby touches his thigh.
Back to my place.
Flash, horrified, grabs his hand.
Or I could just tell you now.
Oh, yes, okay.
I suppose, shall we? Good is better. The masterpiece is the girl with the pearl earring.
Really?
Carnaby's face lights up. Camilla kneels on the lawn outside the school, watched by Flash and Matron, patting down the earth on a small grave. Flash places a floral tribute in the shape of a bone on the grave. Matron watches Camilla sadly walk away. Camilla holds out her hand. Matron takes it. Camilla looks up to see the girls, lined up on the balcony, wearing hats and dark glasses, their hands joined in respect. patron smiles, touched, and looks at Camilla.
The ultimate price was paid by one who laid down his life for his sisters and his school. No greater love hath any dog but this.
The girls remove their hats. The Enos wear black veils.
This one for Mr. Darcy.
The girls clap and cheer. Trafalgar Square, London. The twins in dark glasses lead the girls up the steps towards the National Gallery. Look deadly serious as they walk side by side. Annabelle, with long curly hair and a short skirt showing black stockings and suspenders, is next to Kelly. The screen divides into sections. There's a close-up of Annabelle's stockings and suspenders. The screen divides into sections again, showing the emo, Taylor, Kelly and Annabelle who smile at each other. There are close-ups of Polly and the geeks and the posh totty girls looking determined. 11 smaller pictures of the girls appear in a line, a rear view of the girls approaching the National Gallery. Geoffrey is there with Verity.
Publicly condemned, is now in the final of school challenge. A little embarrassing for your department, is it not? Would you like to comment?
No. Denise, I wouldn't. I'm here in a private capacity to support my daughter's school. No more photos now, please, gentlemen.
The floor manager leaves the TV outside broadcast van and approaches a pupil outside St Trinian's trailer.
Excuse, can I just,
I'm sorry, you can't go in there.
What?
The team's going through some pretty intense preparations.
Inside the trailer, the emo saws a hole through the floor. She peers down the hole in the floor with the others, then climbs down. She removes a manhole cover in the pavement. The girls hold their noses. Kelly fixes a camera on a helmet that a twin is wearing. Polly watches on a laptop.
Okay, pictures up.
A twin holds two cigarettes.
Tanya, what are you doing? You're 10. And you're carrying high explosives.
It's not what you think, Kel. For a smell. We saw it on CSI.
They stick filters in their noses, then climb down the hole with their bags.
Good luck, girls.
The twins lower a rope ladder into the sewer. The girls watch their progress on a laptop. They tape explosives to the grill across the sewer. Polly watches the quiz show on a TV.
Annabelle, wait for it.
Annabelle holds a remote detonator. Stephen Fry removes his mortarboard to greet the studio.
Hello and welcome to no less an institution than the National Gallery in London itself, where we're proud to welcome you to the grand final of School Challenge.
OK, now.
Camilla freezes as Annabelle triggers the explosion. Polly watches it on a laptop. Kelly looks on anxiously as smoke fills the screen.
Girls? Girls, hello?
The smoke starts to clear, revealing the rope ladder and a heap of bricks.
What's happened?
Come in. Speak to me.
A twin surfaces from the rubble. The girls sigh with relief.
That was wicked!
The twins high five.
Okay, girls. Let's rock and roll.
Taylor and the emo are in the sewer.
Love what you've done with the place.
Andrea, Taylor, there's no time for this. Concentrate.
Kelly and the girls creep down the sewer, watched by Polly on the laptop.
Who was burned at the stake for the crime of wearing men's clothes? Peaches and Trinians.
She scratches her ear.
Joan of Arc.
Joan of Arc.
Joan of Arc is the right answer. 5 points to Centurion.
Camilla looks smugly at Miss Bagstock.
Plenty of time yet, ladies and gentlemen, plenty of time.
A tiny camera is pushed up through a grill in the floor of the National Gallery. Polly views the pictures on her laptop.
OK, it looks like you're clear.
Kelly pushes up the grill and looks around. Dressed in black, the girls climb out into the gallery. They freeze as footsteps approach the gallery.
What's happening?
Speak to me.
Two security men stop, looking shocked at the twins sitting alone, crying, cross-legged in front of the grill.
What are you doing here?
The grill shuts behind them. As the security men carry them off, they exchange thumbs-up signs with Kelly, who lifts the grill.
Which Latin phrase defines the common law legal action or writ, which is the means by which detainees can seek relief from unlawful imprisonment? Yes! Chelsea, Centurions.
Is it?
She waits for an answer in her ear.
I think it might possibly be...
Geoffrey looks suspiciously at another Centurion's girl reading a book.
Habeas corpus.
Habeas corpus is the right answer. They really are on fire, Chapman.
Miss Dickinson and Camilla applaud delightedly.
A great English novel, published in 1813, was originally said to be entitled First Impressions. However, it's better known by another title. Can you give me that title, please?
Geoffrey unplugs a cable near the girl who's reading.
Chelsea, Centurions.
Pride and... Ow! That was more painful than a Brazilian wax.
Brazilian wax? Is that your answer? Pride and Brazilian wax?
No.
Geoffrey gives a satisfied smile. Kelly and the girls look down on the quiz from high up on a balcony. They look across the gallery at the balcony on the other side and take aim to fire a crossbow high above the TV show. Kelly looks down at Annabelle in the audience.
Be more careful. Medusa.
Medusa is the right answer. Well done. Absolutely well done.
As the girls cheer, Kelly fires the crossbow with the zip wire attached.
I'm not sure why you're cheering quite so enthusiastically, girls of Centurions. Your school is not doing too well at the moment.
Kelly secures the wire and climbs onto it, hanging upside down. She looks down at the floor far below. Taylor and the emo watch anxiously as she pulls herself up onto the balcony on the opposite side and climbs over. Polly smiles as she watches on her laptop. Kelly gives a thumbs up to Taylor. Taylor climbs onto the wire and hand over hand pulls herself across while the emo watches anxiously.
Okay. I'm coming.
She climbs onto the wire as well.
No, what a time.
Taylor waves her back.
No,
neither of you.
The two girls cross the wire together. Taylor climbs onto the balcony.
Now, maths, how are we on maths, girls? What is the volume of a sphere? Yes, Peaches, you got there first.
Quite loud.
Geoffrey laughs.
You're barking up the wrong tree there. If speech is not
quite what we mean by volume. Any idea? Jemima, yes.
Pi r cubed.
Pi times the radius cubed.
It is pi r cubed. Sir. Well done indeed.
Honest, I've always been rather good at
this
figures.
This lesson card is on literature, so let's see how we do here. She made her first appearance as a young girl in the novel
L'Assommoir by Émile Zola. Yes, Chelsea, St. Trinian's.
Kylie?
No, it isn't Kylie. Chelsea. Yes, please, Antonia.
That would be Nana.
Nana is the right answer. St. Trinian's lagging after a wonderful start on 45 points to Cheltenham's 120, and we'll take those scores into school break time. Milk and buns for us. Hopscotch in the playground for you. See you later.
Chelsea, panicking, jumps up.
Oh, it's not happening. Chelsea, you can't leave.
Bev approaches Fry and puts her arm around him.
You all right, Bebs?
Oh, I just wonder that I'm wasting myself doing this platitudinous drivel. Is this all there is?
Well, that'll be your serotonin levels.
Yeah. Something for you.
She gives him pills.
Red ones bring you up, blue ones bring you down. Go for your life.
Miss Dickinson follows Chelsea.
Wait! Chelsea, wait! No way! There is no way I'm going back in there!
What's wrong, Chelsea?
Our earpieces have stopped working.
Earpieces?
That's how we were getting the answers.
But Chelsea, if you walk out now, this whole thing goes up in smoke.
Every offer we've had over the last 6 weeks will vanish. No more Big Brother. No more Project Catwalk. No more Celebrity Love Island.
You've been cheating.
She runs away.
Just one moment, Chelsea Parker. I've been watching you. You little madam, with your girlish wiles and your saucy ways, and now it seems your criminal cunning. You know what you are, don't you?
A washed-up slapper.
Smart. Smarter than you think.
I am.
Smart is cool.
It is?
Yes, and very, very sexy.
Really?
So we're going to be back on in 30 seconds, okay? Where's Stephen?
He's here, he's here, he's here. I know he's here because I am he. Oh, my darling lady girl, welcome back. Well, you know, it's the kind of glorious evening, isn't it, gentle boys and all? It's the kind of evening where you want to gather every known numpty in the universe and clutch them to your fractious bosom. Let's get straight down to it. Let's do it and get straight down to it. Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it now. Ladies and gentlemen, first question. It's another fruit. We had a fruit earlier, we've got another fruit now. This question is, which native Brazilian tropical fruit bears the Latin name Ananas cumosus?
Mr. Popo. Mr. Popo.
St. Trinian's Chelsea.
Popo! Popo!
Miss Dickinson nods encouragingly.
Popo! Popo! Popo!
Is it pineapple?
No!
It is pineapple!
Good.
Okay. Well done.
I don't know who Sir was, but he was watching over you then. Congratulations, you're back on form.
Miss Dickinson beams. Geoffrey looks up and spots the zip wire. Annabelle notices Geoffrey leave the audience and, looking worried, leaps up, leaning over Camilla.
Othello will do, I could have caused him.
We've got a problem. Thwaites is on to us.
Buggeration. What is the capital of Burkina Faso? Yes, Chloe.
Oh, Ouagadougou.
Oh, Ouagadougou is the right answer. Well done, Chloe. Congratulations.
I had a boyfriend from there.
Another 5 points to St. Trinian's. This is getting inside.
Camilla takes pills and a hip flask from her bag.
Geoffrey!
She catches up with him.
You know, when I was in the prison system, I encountered some of the country's top felons, but your girls really are in a whole other league.
They are the creme de la creme.
What can I tell you?
Well, don't tell me. Tell it to the judge.
Oh, I've met some hard-boiled bread in my time, but you are 20 minutes. One last drink? For old time's sake?
I don't think so.
He walks away.
Jeffrey, where did it all go wrong?
He stops.
You and I. Where did it go wrong? Was I too fickle, too fanciful, too much for you?
She leans over his shoulder.
Maybe I will have that drink.
Kelly, Taylor and the emo run through the gallery.
It's down here!
The emo lags behind. Kelly stops suddenly. Up ahead is the painting of the girl with a pearl earring. The three girls put on goggles so they can see the laser beams crisscrossing in front of the picture.
Let's dance.
Taylor and the emo approach the beams, then stop dead.
If you play the cards, you're holding right.
They drop to their knees and crawl under the first beam. Kelly grimaces. Polly watches them anxiously on her laptop. They step sideways over the next beam.
Cross my heart and hope to die.
One crawls, the other does a cartwheel. They both jump. Kelly smiles as the two girls twist and turn, avoiding the beams. Polly grins. The girls balance on one leg. One nearly falls. Polly watches nervously. Kelly winces.
You see, you put me in a very difficult position, Miller.
Jeffrey swigs from the flask.
Whereas on the one hand, it's my sovereign duty to turn you in. On. Over.
He screws up his eyes.
On the other hand, the second hand, tick-tock.
You're so... so...
intelligent.
She leans closer to him.
Fragrant.
She puts her arm around him.
Dangerous.
Odd. I mean, you always have been.
The girls deflect the beams with small mirrors, making them all disappear. They look over at Kelly, who removes her goggles. Polly sighs with relief.
Cat's in the bag and the bag's in the river.
Kelly steps up to the painting, grips the ornate gilt frame and looks over her shoulder.
Everyone, we have
liftoff. The audience cheer. Taylor and the emo run out of the gallery.
I'm sorry, Camilla, but as you well know, I am a hard... I'm a hard... What am I? Liner. So I'm a hard liner, which means I'm hard and a liner. What a dog called Linus, one. Linus, here, boy.
Linus, here, boy. Linus!
I thought the world of that dog. I love that dog.
Kelly has run off with the painting on her back.
Miller, look, what I'm trying to tell you is that you remind me of Linus.
He goes to kiss Camilla but falls on the floor.
Woof, woof.
Camilla drags him across the floor by his ankles.
Right, you've only got 3 minutes till the end of the show. You've got to get back. Pronto.
Taylor crosses the zip wire, followed by the emo. It moves and sags. As they move, the crossbow bolt holding the wire works loose. They look down at the TV audience far below. The wire drops. They dangle above Stephen Fry.
In Greek mythology of Hercules...
OK, don't panic. Panic!
They move off again.
You can do it. You're nearly there.
The bolt comes out as the two girls climb onto the balcony. Kelly tries to grab the wire but misses, so she's stranded.
And I know now that it's time for the final question. And looking at the scores, ladies and gentlemen...
Kelly, listen to me.
Trillions.
We've got to get back now. Right now.
Over history.
140 points. For the first time in school challenge, we have a tie as we go in
to the final question.
All the sweating, all the heartache, all the dreams, the hopes, the ambitions, the
revising, the swatting.
It's all come down to this moment.
Chelsea looks embarrassed.
I'm sorry, it's a side effect of my raisin and my Vita diet.
Contrary to popular opinion, better in than out. And so, ladies and gentlemen, the final question, the decider. Fingers on buzzers. Which substance is believed to have such strong aphrodisiac properties that the Aztecs forbade women from consuming it?
White's Junior is onto us.
She'll blow the whole thing. We've got to stop her.
I'll handle this.
But Annabelle.
Annabelle,
she's mine.
Annabelle, Annabelle, come in.
Annabelle grabs a hockey stick.
Chelsea St. Trinians.
Annabelle pursues Verity through the gallery.
Wait. Where are you going? I'm going to bring you down, Fritten. You and your vulgar little school.
Kelly steps onto the edge of the balcony.
I have to hurry you, Chelsea. If you buzz, you must answer straight away.
Camilla winks at Kelly.
Is it chocolate?
Stephen Fry sighs. Camilla takes aim with a crossbow, sending a line high up into the ceiling.
You do know I'm faster than you.
Verity sneers, then runs.
Annabelle. Annabelle, come here. Annabelle, where's Verity?
Annabelle uses the hockey stick to launch a mobile phone at Verity's head.
Chocolate, is that your answer?
Chelsea looks at Miss Dickinson in the audience.
Yes, it is.
Camilla tugs at the line she's secured to the ceiling and looks across at Kelly.
Time for a little prayer.
Camilla leaps off one balcony and swings across on the line to the other and grabs Kelly.
Is the right answer! Which means that this year's champions are St. Trinian School!
The team hug each other. Miss Dickinson beams. The St. Trinian's girls go wild. Taylor and the emo hug. The bursar and the French mistress embrace. Stephen Fry hugs Bev.
So
Taylor and the emo suddenly separate, looking embarrassed. The bursar holds the French mistress and punches the air.
Yes! Yes, no!
The team looks relieved. Annabelle cheers and jumps up and down. Jeffrey blinks and looks around. He's in bed, bare-chested. He starts to look worried. He peeps under the covers to check if he's naked. Camilla comes out of the bathroom in her dressing gown, drying her hair.
Camilla, last night, what happened? I don't remember anything.
I'm sorry, Jeffrey.
I'm afraid I had to slip you a little something.
She takes off her dressing gown and sits on the bed in her nightie.
Ben, you returned the favour.
He spots a newspaper, Vermeer stolen.
Oh, God, you didn't, did you?
Well... not exactly.
Now, listen, Camilla, I can't...
Oh, shut up, Jeffrey. Just kiss me.
Camilla leans over Jeffrey and kisses him. A camera on a hockey stick appears by the headboard. In Carnaby's gallery, Flash, posing as Gert, packs cash in a briefcase and is kissed by Carnaby, who picks up the Vermeer and gazes at it, shaking his head with delight.
In the early spring.
Suddenly he notices the signature on it, Camilla Fritton. He looks up. Flash has left with the cash. Carnaby faints as Flash jumps into a red open-top sports car driven by Kelly.
What took you so long?
More
now on that breaking news story. In an extraordinary turn of events, the priceless painting that was stolen last night from the National Gallery has been recovered. Vermeer's Girl with a Pearl Earring was found by a group of schoolgirls in a changing room of Harvey Nichols. We can go live now to St. Trinian's School, where our reporter Denise Stevenson is with the chairman of the National Gallery, waiting to give the girls a reward.
It gives me great pleasure to present this award to the girls at St. Trinian's, who are model citizens, an example to young people everywhere.
And here they are now.
Unfortunately, we've been unable to contact Education Minister Geoffrey Thwaites for his reaction.
He's up there.
The press catch Geoffrey naked, stretching at Camilla's window. He looks horrified. Camilla shrugs. The girls go wild at a school disco. Some of them sing on stage.
Is in the air, everywhere I look around. Love is in the air, every sight and every sound.
And I don't know if I'm being foolish, don't know if I'm being wise. It's something that I must believe in.
Run, Fat Boy, Run, Hot Fuzz, and Big Nothing. Three belters from tomorrow's King of Comedy, Simon Pegg. Back to back from 8 on Sky Movies Comedy. Also tomorrow, we'll be crossing live to Hollywood for exclusive coverage of this year's Golden Globe Awards. That's here on Sky Movies Premiere from 12:30, with a special live show from the red carpet prior to the ceremony on Sky One at 11:10.
I don't know if I feel sane,
utterly bonkers,
but it's something that I must believe in. But it's there when you call out my name.
Jeffrey.
Love is in the
love it, you saucy minx.
Fame Academy, here we come.
Love is in the air, in the rising of the sun.
Love is in the air, when the day is nearly done.
Ooh, and I don't know if you're an illusion.
I'm here, Camilla.
I don't know if I see it true.
But you're something that I must believe in. And you're there when I reach out for you.
Not there, please, Jeffrey.
Love is in the air, everywhere I look around.
Love is in the air, every sight and every sound. And I don't know if I'm being foolish, don't know if I'm being wise, but it's something that I must believe in, and it's there when I look in your eyes.
More rhythm!
Slow down, Camilla, for God's sake, slow down. Give a man a chance.
Give me more rhythm, go on.